Welcome to Sincerely Trish. This is an inspiring show based on stories, experiences, friends, faith, and family. You know, the good stuff in life. So when life throws you down, don't lose faith. Carry on with more meaning. Let's roll.
Hello, welcome to Sincerely Trish. You know, I love a good story. I love a true story. And when I go to the movies and I see that a movie is based on a true story, I know I'm going to like it. I can think of Eddie the Eagle and the movie Race recently that I've gone to see. And I really enjoy meeting people that inspire me to lead such good lives and to make a difference and to leave an imprint. I'm going to give you an inspirational story today. When I think about raising my kids, you become part of your children's friends' lives, and it's so very satisfying. You are cheering for them to become great successes and follow their heart and lead a good life. One of those friends of Natalie's was Eileen Toohey. Eileen and Natalie went to the same school. They also took dance class together, and they were also swimmers together. How beautiful it was for me to meet up with Eileen at the Natalie Lewis Spring Invitational Swim Meet. I want you to hear about Eileen and how she brought her own team from the Bronx back to swim at the same pool that she and Natalie would swim in. Here's Eileen's story. How did it come about that you started a swim team in the Bronx?
So I moved to New York for school, for fashion school, and I ended up getting a part-time job at a community center in the South Bronx. There was a pool in the center, but they were not using it. And the kids would always ask about it, like, why can't we go in the pool? And so I started asking, why can't we go in the pool? We should be using the pool. So they were like, because nobody ever, like, wanted to use the pool before. We never, like, really knew what to do with the pool. So I got them to let me open up the pool, basically, and I started teaching the kids how to swim and then advertising the pool to the community and teaching a lot of families from the community how to swim. From there, because of the lack of, you know, facilities and, like, the huge necessity of this program in the community, the program grew. And as the kids started swimming better and better, I was like, let me see what I can do about starting a swim team down here. The kids love the pool. This is a safe place for them to be. I want to keep them here with me. How can I do this? I was like, at the end, they knew how to swim. They knew how to do the strokes. We needed to start a team. So I ended up, calling, like, hundreds of people that I had taught how to swim. And from that calling, I ended up being able to get about 20 kids my first year to be dedicated to the swim team.
I just got done watching one of your swimmers swim the 200 IM. Beautiful. I mean, really beautiful technique. He looks so strong and good. And you said to me, yeah, I've had him since the beginning, since Learn to Swim. I mean, it must make you feel like a proud parent.
It really does. It really does. I say it all the time. I have 50 children.
Tell me why you wanted to come back to this swim meet and why it's important for you.
Yeah. I wanted to come back, you know, 2 years ago, but the team just got registered USA this year, so this was the first year that we were eligible to come up. I have talked about Natalie to my kids, you know, for the past, like, 2 years, and just about her energy, you know, and how like motivating she was and inspiring she was. You know, I wasn't the best swimmer when I was swimming with her, but she was always there like cheering and, you know, patting me on the back and laughing with me, even though I wasn't, you know, on the A team. She always made me feel like included, you know. So I wanted to bring my kids back up here, show them where I grew up, where I swam. They're always asking about it, you know, so an opportunity to share a little bit of myself with them, because they're so much a part of me, and like they're my family, so I wanted to bring them home.
Eileen, did you do a drive-by past your house in North Buffalo?
I did.
I don't blame you. I mean, if they want to know where you grew up. I mean, if they obviously came, they met your mom, your dad, and your brother.
My mom invited everybody over for breakfast tomorrow morning. So depending on what time we get up, we may or may not go over for bagels tomorrow. But yeah, my family is awesome. They came out every day to the swim meet. When I got here this morning, my brother and his fiance were sitting here, and she ended up giving me a box, and inside of it was like a ring asking me to be her bridesmaid at her wedding.
Aww.
Yeah, so it's amazing. This is amazing. We've felt so welcomed and included here. And we're all like really excited to be here, and this is definitely something that we're talking about making into an annual trip.
I'm so proud of you. You are really truly being your best self. Eileen, tell me how you feel that you're making a difference.
Just, you know, building up the confidence in these kids and letting them know that, you know, through hard work, like, they can achieve whatever they want to achieve, and they can go wherever they want to go. And that's really what I just want to do for them, you know, open up the doors and allow for more opportunity, where too often in our community, the opportunity just, you know, isn't there.
Well, let's just, again, tell the story of a pool that was in the Bronx that was not used. And Eileen spoke up and said, yeah, why isn't this being used? And not only did you get kids swimming, but you taught them the strokes and they're competing. And wow, can just the lessons you learn in competitive swimming take you far?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm like, my kids are starting to get old enough to be lifeguards and swim instructors, and I'm like, this is what you are going to do. I never thought for one second when I was 15 years old, taking my first lifeguarding exam, that this is where it was going to take me, you know? But, yeah, it's amazing how far it can get you.
Congratulations, Eileen, and thanks for being on Sincerely Trish. Does anybody know why the pool is not being used? I don't know. Let me find out. What an incredible story that evolved from a simple question. Thank you so much for your inspiration, Eileen. And thank you for listening to Sincerely Trish.
Thanks for listening to Sincerely Trish. Be sure to check out future episodes on her blog, poodlewalker.com. And let's remember to live so that your life is a gift to others. Lead by example, live to inspire, and let your light shine.